Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Titus, chapter 3, and let's all stand as we read verses 4 through 7. Amen. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. We bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, The Kindness of Our Savior. The Kindness of Our Savior. And so, yes, Jesus is a loving God. He's a gracious God. He's a loving God. He's merciful. But the attribute we're going to be discussing this morning is He's kind. He's kind. In the world that we live in today, it's not kind, is it? 2 weeks ago, a madman walks into a synagogue and 11 people no longer walking on this earth. Last week, a madman walks into a country and western nightclub and what is it, 11, 12 people? It seems like this is a very reoccurring incidences in our nation, and they happen almost every week, and it seems like we're numb to it now. It doesn't shock us. It doesn't move us. It's like, oh, well, here's another one. You know, back in the day, I'm going to go back when maybe I was 7 or 8 years old. If something atrocious like that were to happen, the whole nation is mourning. We would be glued to the television, and we would be like, oh, my gosh, how horrible. And people would be crying, and flags would be waving, and you know, a community would come together. But this is now every week. Something is missing. What is missing in the hearts of men and women today? And that attribute we need to bring forward this morning is kindness. Where is the kindness now? It's not demonstrated no more. As soon as you leave and you try to take a left turn or a right turn, someone's right there ready to cut you off. And then they'll roll down the window and they'll do one of these to you. Notice I didn't put any fingers up. Where are they at? Where's people today? So are we there? Let's read this together. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of His word. You may be seated. And sister, go up a little bit on 16, just slight. Now, let's look up here. Do you think you are a kind person? Ask yourself that. Are you kind? Or do you wake up in the morning and you kick the dog? You throw the newspaper at your dog and kick him? Huh? Do you curse out your neighbor? Do you get mad for any reason? Or are you gentle and kind? Hallelujah. Would those who are closest to you agree with your assessment? Huh? People in your life, do they perceive that you are kind? Or are you one of those grouchy ones? a mean cuss. How do people perceive you, saints? Huh? Because we can say praise the Lord all day long in here. Praise Him. Bless you. Thank you. And go home and, man, kick the dog. Saints, kindness is a virtue that stands out in a world of harshness and selfishness. It's an attractive quality, evident not only on your faces, but especially in our words and actions. More importantly, saints, kindness is an attribute that should characterize every believer. Why? Because it's a reflection of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Look what Proverbs says right up here. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. If you love pain, then just be mean and cruel. But if you want to be kind, guess what? It brings healing to your body. It brings healing to your mind. It keeps your soul at peace with God. Saints, kindness is mentioned in Galatians as part of the fruit of the Spirit. Did you know that? Look right up here. In Galatians 5:20, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and what? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Praise the Lord. All these are wonderful attributes. But the one that we are focusing this morning is kindness, because it was God's kindness that drew us to salvation. Yeah, He loved. Yeah, He forgave us of our sins. And, you know, we don't earn. How many believe we don't earn salvation? Come on. It's a gift of God. But before we were drawn to Him, an act of kindness had been demonstrated by God. Why? Because the Bible says we come into this world as enemies to God. Did you know that your sinfulness rebels automatically before God? Come on, you don't come out through the womb. Praise the Lord. And a child doesn't grow up obeying your parents automatically. Can I get amen? You know how rebellious they are. You have to teach them mannerism. Can I get amen? You got to teach them. Matter of fact, our sister sent me a link. Man, I got to show it to you guys. What they're teaching our public schools. Jesus, help us. Thank you for that, Sister Tamara. Because you know what? The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And if you don't know what's going on in the public school, man, I'm telling you, you're just going to be Rip Van Winkle. You're going to wake up one day, and this world is so corrupt, it's corrupt now. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. Can I get amen? And one of the things that's missing is kindness. Oh, yes. And people are lawless. There's lawlessness. There's people that cheat. How many people know that there's people that cheat? Go down to Florida. There's people cheating right now. The election was over. 3 days later, there's 70,000 more that came out of nowhere. What's going on? My goodness. There's no kindness. There's no gentleness. There's no more meekness, saints. And so, kindness is closely associated with traits of goodness, gentleness, all which are aspects of each other. They intertwine with one another. It is, if one is kind, saints, he or she will also be good and gentle. Can I get amen? Although kindness is produced by the Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit, it's also an attribute that we are expected to cultivate. Why? Because it is commanded in God's word. Can I get amen? In his word, he commands us. Look at this right up here. In Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Who's that person in your life that you just can't stand? Huh? Guess what? You better learn to be kind. If you're claiming to be Christ-like, man, that person that gets to your last nerve, you still got to be kind. Can I get an amen? You got to just drop that sword and lay it there. And don't pick it up. Can I get an amen? There's sometimes you just have to what? Go high with the Lord so that you don't roll low. Can I get an amen? That's right. Look at this. Look at in Colossians. It says, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How many believe you've been called by God? How many believe you've been chosen by God? Come on, all of us, amen? Okay, so God is expecting us to be kind to one another. Saints, kindness is the outflow of the indwelling Holy Spirit unto those around us. It's just not merely being polite in public, but should be especially evident in our closest relationships at home and in the workplace. For those of you who are, praise God, lovingly married to one another, your spouse should know all about you. Can I get an amen? Amen. They ought to know if you're kind or cruel. Can I get an amen? I'm not going to put no one on blast up here. I won't do that. But I thank God that, and I'm only giving God grace. I'm only giving him glory. I'm only boasting in Christ. But my 22 years now, married to Sister Yolanda, by the grace of God, we still wake up every morning saying, I love you. You're beautiful. Oh, yeah. I got 50 pounds heavier and lost all my hair, but she still says I'm handsome to her. I'm thankful for that. Can I get amen? I don't got those locks no more. They gone. Long gone. But she still tells me, I love you. That makes my day. You know, telling someone that you love them, that you care for them, that they're special to you, will go a long ways. Can I get an amen? A long ways. That'll propel that person all day long of just being having a sense of worth, that someone loves them. And that's what someone needs today. Not being angry at the world and taking people's lives for no reason. My goodness. Thank you, God. Kindness is expressed in friendliness, generosity, and patience, and thoughtfulness, and a calm, warm-hearted disposition, saints. Although kindness isn't very important in our society, it's very Christ-like characteristic that should be apparent in every believer's life. Can I get amen? Amen? The world may not be kind, but we should be kind to the world. Can I get amen? Amen. They need to see Jesus, and the only Jesus they're ever going to see is your life. Amen. Your life. Amen. And so it begins with thoughtfulness, because our minds are set on others, not ourselves. That's right. He's gonna preach one day. We are sensitive to the needs of those around us and ready to offer help with our words and actions. Can I get amen? Here's the toughest thing, and Jesus, I'm glad Jesus wrote this down, because many of us have thrown swords and spears at our enemies. Huh? You remember back in the day? Back at Sweetwater, man. What up? We would go, okay, after school in the parking lot. We go settle it, right? But look what Jesus says. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Hallelujah. Come on, if you want God to, hallelujah, be in you and through you and have your back and your front and you're coming and you're going, this is one thing that we have to deal with in our life. Can I get amen? How many want the joy of the Lord? How many want favor with God? Okay, this is a commandment. This is a direct order. This is not an option. Well, yeah, well, that was good. But you know what? I still remember. And we still harden our heart toward that person. Look at this. In Proverbs, a man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself, as we just read. Now, here's a wonderful story. Did you know that Jesus was on a mission for 3.5 years? And we, by the grace of God, when we were going down to the Dead Sea this past April, we went right by Jericho. We pointed out, hey, there's Jericho. We didn't get an opportunity to go to Jericho, but Jericho's a real place. Amen? Look at this wonderful story here. Look at this in Mark 10:46. Now, they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho, this is Jesus with his disciples, and there was a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And we all know there's homeless today. Can I get amen? There's people, they just don't have money. And something happened in their lives, and unfortunately they beg. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now you got to remember, there is an entourage with the Lord, his disciples, his apostles, and then all those that were following him. But notice, Jesus always had to keep going. But one of the things that we see in this story is the heart of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. Then many warned him to be quiet. Hey, shut up that beggar. The Messiah's here. Jesus, quiet him down. In other words, that beggar was an embarrassment to them. Jesus, help us. So then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So in other words, wait a minute. Someone's calling me right now. Look at this. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. Thank you, God. He came to Jesus. Jesus stopped and called out to this man. Look at this. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you to look at this for a moment. How old were you when you came to the Lord? For me, I was 30. Some of you came when you were young. Some of you came in your 20s. Some of you were teens. Some of you were maybe in your 40s. Maybe just recently. But guess what? You and I were blind. And we couldn't see. Can I get amen? Amen. This is a picture of us. Here's Jesus going through the byways and the highways. And many of us, we were crying out. We didn't know what to do with our life. We knew that something was missing in our life. Can I get an amen? There was something drastically missing. And I knew my life, it was horrible. It was miserable. Losing a marriage. 3-4 rehabs. Physically and mentally addicted. Didn't want nothing to do with religion. Didn't want nothing to do with God. I was so blind I couldn't see. I didn't have ears to hear and eyes to see. But when I came to my wits, when I came down and I had nothing left, I cried out no differently than this blind man did. And I know you did too. And this is why Jesus stopped. He came and he drew us through his loving kindness to the cross. Can I get an amen? Yes. Hallelujah. You see, saints, Jesus' kindness, mercy, and compassion, he restored Bartimaeus' sight just as he requested. As followers of Jesus, we too should be characterized by kindness. Can I get an amen? And because the Holy Spirit is working to produce the fruit within us, we have the capacity to be kind in every situation, even when others are unkind to us. However, this doesn't mean that we become pushovers or easy targets for attack. No, we're not saying we're gluttons for punishment. As Christians, we should never ignore wrongdoing, but should express ourselves in a Christ-like manner. Can I get amen? Not striking at the person, but at their actions. So, if they steal, you report them. Can I get amen? Report them. Look at this. God shows kindness to all mankind. All mankind. That's right. Yes, he does. God's supreme act of kindness is seen in his provision of salvation to sinful people. Let's read this scripture again because we just read it. But when the kindness, say that with me, when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us. Look at this. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. By the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. You know what? This is a champion. This is a real man. This is a real God. Can I get amen? He looked past our inadequacies. He looked past our faults and failures. He reached down and he picked us up. Hallelujah. And this is what this nation needs. Can I get amen? People need to show kindness now, and it's lacking in our society. And although the Lord has the right to strike down every sinner at any moment, he's patient, and his kindness is meant to draw them to repentance. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Because it says right here in the Word of God, look at this. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? It's God's goodness that shows us his kindness that drew you and I. Listen, he could have picked us up and body slammed us. He could have picked us up and dropped us on our head because that's how knuckleheads we were. Huh? I'm going to show you some pam. Now are you going to come to me? He didn't do that, did he? Man, all I knew was that I was being drawn. I didn't know what was drawing me other than it wasn't me no more. It was his love, his kindness toward me. Saints, the only reason any of us are saved is because God's kindness led us to repentance and provided the means for our salvation through faith through his Son, Jesus Christ. Having experienced his grace, we are now able to show kindness to those who mistreat us. How many of you have been mistreated Come on. We've all been mistreated in life, huh? Haven't we? All of us. Every one of us has been mistreated somehow. And it doesn't feel good. Some of us still walk around with hurts of the past because someone was very cruel to us. Someone talked about you. Someone mocked about you. Someone slandered your name. Someone physically abused you. Oh, come on. The list could go on. But God is saying, I want to heal your heart today and give you a heart of kindness, even to that enemy that perpetrated you. Come on. God wants to do something in our hearts. He really does. And so the best response to those who revile us is not self-defense, but peaceful kindness. This is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Kindness conquers by disarming the attacker and ending the fight. Can I get an amen? You disarm your enemy through an act of kindness. Now, man, you want that parking spot? Go ahead. I'll just drive around. Yeah, they called you every name and bleepity bleepity bleep. Let that soul have it. Just another one will open up. Can I get an amen? Listen to this. We're going to look at this. We need to look at the expressions of God's kindness. Number one, He pardons us from our sin. And you did answer a right question, Brother Alex. Yes. He does pardon us from our sin. There's nothing we can do to gain redemption on our own. Can I get amen? Why? Because Ephesians tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We can't boast about this great salvation. I hope you know that. Man, it was graciously given to us. Look at expressions of God's kindness is in number two. He provides for our needs. Okay, needs, not greeds. Let's get that clear. You could want something all day long, but if you don't need it, He won't give it to you. Can I get an amen? He's only going to give you what you need. Thank you, Lord. So there's some things right now, just start scratching them off the list. He's not going to give me that. He's not going to give me that. Having saved us, saints, now He meets our emotional, physical, and even material needs. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, yes. Because God said it right up in His Word. And my God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply all of your needs. That's right. Social services can't help you. They'll give you a temporary fix. But after they've given you something, it's like, well, this is not enough. I need more. Hey, just be happy what God gives us. Can I get an amen? He'll take care of everything else. Oh, yes, He will. And look, here's another wonderful character. Look at this. In times of danger, He often protects us. Oh, come on, saints. You got to know that He is in charge of you. Can I get an amen? Saints, we all experience occasions when God has rescued us from danger. Yet we are unaware of all the time He has intervened to protect us. How many of you can honestly say, man, God saved my bacon today? Huh? That's right. Yes, He has, hasn't He? There were moments in where we shouldn't be alive today. You've heard my stories. I want to hear your stories one day. Come on. I want to hear how God saved you or how He got you out of a pickle, out of a jam. Huh? Oh, man, some of you rolled with some of the roughest in town. Some of you shouldn't even be around. But yet God, you know why? Because you got to just take one moment and know that before the foundation of the world, he already knew that you were going to be chosen by him. We didn't know this. Can I get amen? Amen. So now, knowing that, till this present day, this present hour, this present minute, this present second, right now as I'm speaking, he has done this from birth. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Can I get amen on that? Oh, that's right. Those of you that came to our father's celebration, I shared in 1974, my life was about maybe moments away from dying. And yet, if he would have just let me die, I know I wouldn't be here preaching to you. Somebody else would be, but not me. But he knew. He knew even in that moment to encamp his angels around. Hallelujah. How many of you were rushed to the hospital because you had too much dope? Oh, I saw one hand go back up there. I know there's more. Come on. My 21st birthday, I was at Presidio Park. We had a 10-kegger out there. That's when you could bring kegs to the park still. Every van that was in the parking lot, I went from one van to another van to another van to another van. Smoking this, smoking that, snorting this, snorting that, drinking this, drinking that. My heart went into overdrive and they rushed me to the hospital. My heart stopped three times and they had to do that. What's that thing that's called? The paddles. Pam! Pam! Because my heart stopped. God's great. And the doctor, I remember the emergency doctor says, you should be dead.
Thank you, God.
All that we found in your blood, you should be dead. And you know what? I didn't even learn my lesson. As soon as I got home, I was looking for my next high. Until the Most High came. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed that the Most High came and delivered us from our misery? Look at this. Every answered prayer is an act of kindness on God's part. I know some of you go, well, man, Lord, is that prayer going to still be answered? Yes, just hold on and be patient. Don't rush God. Some of you do this. Well, God, I got it on my own. Okay, so go ahead and be a Sarah. Just go ahead and be a Sarah. Well, Abraham, it looks like, you know, it's not going to come from us. So why don't you go ahead and go into the maiden? No, God is saying, be patient. Be patient. You know why? Because he's doing something in our hearts. Sometimes it's our heart that needs to be changed. Can I get amen? Not the situation. Our own heart needs to be changed. And then we can apply what God said. It's only due to his grace, because none of us could say that we are worthy of receiving any answered prayer. Can I get amen? But I love what he says right up here. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So here's the key to this. You need to look a little closer at this. Whatever is going to glorify God, he will bring it to pass. Those are the kind of prayers he will answer in your life. It has to bring glory to God. Can I get amen? If it cannot bring a reproach to God, because that's not answered prayer. Anything that's rebellious toward God, that's not answered prayer. That's me, myself, and I. Here's the key. It has to glorify God. And when he's glorified, then he is high and lifted up, and then his blessings fall upon you. Can I get an amen? It's having the right heart change, having the perspective of who God is in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And then his act of kindness gives us the gift of eternal life. Wow. When God reached down to save us, he not only forgave us of our sins, but gave us eternal life that we could never be lost again. I had these many discussions with some wonderful brothers and sisters, man. And these really far-right Pentecostals, they will tell you, well, man, you can be lost after you're saved. Really? Can you show me that? I need you to show it to me. I laid out 25 scriptures to this one individual, and all he had was something that was someone told him. Case closed. If you were in a jury, I want to see the evidence. Can I get an amen? He holds and keeps us until our last breath, and then he takes us home to heaven to live with him forever. Can I get an amen? Oh, yeah. Well, Pastor, you got to show me some word on that. All right. I'm sorry for not having the notes. I'll have notes for you next week. But write this down. My sheep hear my voice in John 10:27. And I know them and they follow me. Listen, we're here because we're following Jesus. Can I get an amen? You're not following me or Sister Yolanda. You're not following the elders here. You're following Jesus. And I give them eternal life. And they shall what? Well, some of them might perish. They shall what? Never. Take that up with God. God has stated that already. So take it up. If you have a theological disposition, take it up with God. Don't blast the pastor. Look at this. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Can I get an amen? Well, wait, there were 1 billion in my hand. What? There's one missing. Where did he go? Okay, let's just say you did run away. He'll leave them and go get you. That's right. And while you're gone, it could be years. It could be 1 year, 2 years. I don't know how long it could be. Some of you remember when you backslid. Can I get an amen? But the Bible says he's still married to you. He's married to the backslider. Can I get an amen? My goodness. Look at this. No one can snatch it out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. So if you could think of someone that's greater than the Father, I don't care what your theological pastor or elder has told you in the past, they are not greater than the Father. Can I get an amen? They can debate you all day long. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And now, one of his other attributes of kindness is number 6. God keeps every promise he makes. How many are thankful that he has kept his promises toward us? Just as he keeps his promises to give us eternal life, so also he will be faithful to discipline us as a loving father if we disobey him. I'm so thankful that, you know what, I don't like it, but I've been taken to the whooping shed a couple times. But that was good for me. Every now and then, that little one needs the board of education to the seat of his understanding. Pam. That's why right back here, that's why it's padded. No, we won't. No, I can't see that happening to you.
I'm going to keep on growing. There'll come a day. There'll come a little day to my little brother over there. This is a time of grace for you, Judah. It's all love and grace and yeah. Oh, and if not, ask your sisters. Thank you, God. So both acts are kindness toward us. Can I get amen? But God, He's the promise keeper. You know, we've been to how many promise keepers? You know, and how many have we broken? Huh? I promised to be this way, and I promised to do that. Yeah, it's good for about 2 weeks. And then we find out we broke them, huh? But God will never break His promise toward us. Can I get an amen? Because it says right up here, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Man, thank you. A guarantee. His promise to save us is a guarantee. Yes, right? You could throw away your Walmart guarantee. That's guaranteed for 30 days. So you better take it back on your 29th day. But God eternally has saved us, and He guarantees it. Can I get an amen? Amen. By faith. That's right. Look at number 7. He is personally involved in our lives. Aren't you so blessed that we're not left alone? That's right. The Lord not only saved us, but He sent His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to live within us. He always deals with us kindly, whether through love, gentleness, instruction, and even discipline. You know, He's kind to us even when He has to take us to the whooping shed. That's right. We're not put on the open market like in Iran, hung on a cross and beaten before people because someone stole a loaf of bread because they were hungry. No, God don't do that to us, huh? He finds ways to get our attention, and we get it. We ended up getting it. That's right. How many believe that God cares for you? How many believe that no matter what you're going through, His kindness wants to be involved in your life? Can I get amen? Amen. He's always, always concerned about you. He's concerned about me. Yeah, none of us want, as we grow older, none of us want to deal with diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis and neuropathy. All these things that, man, I remember when I was 20. Man, I was running around like a spring buck. And now it's like, oh, man, everything hurts. But you know what God said in His word about that? He said it right up here. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him. Why? For He cares for you. God cares for you. Give it to Him. Give Him your hurts. Give Him your failures. Give Him your concerns. Give Him your marriage. Give Him your children. Give everything to Him. Why? Because He cares about you. He wants to be involved in your life. He wants you to be included so that you have a sense of purpose in your life, a destination where He's taking you. And we're all being driven somewhere. Did you know that? We're gently being driven by Him. And that's the grace of God. Look at this. We have the promise of His presence with us. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed that we have His presence living within us? Saints, God gives no conditions that would limit His willingness to abide with us. Look at what it says in Hebrew right up here. For He Himself has said, I will never, what, desert you, nor will I ever forsake you? Listen, I know it hurts,
when people forsake you, when people leave your life. That's right. Even when it's close. But Jesus said, I will never leave you. Aren't you so thankful to know that God will never leave you? I don't care what people have done. He will never leave you. Saying Scripture reminds us that our lives should be a reflection of God's kindness. Can I get amen? Amen? Why? Because it says right up here in Proverbs, what is desirable in a man is his kindness. And so God has given us that attribute. Let's walk in that attribute. What God values stands in contrast with the world that considers masculinity. You know, there's a whole lot of pride in our society. But according to God, God looks at it totally different. Look at this. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Thank you, God. I'm praying that when you leave here today, that you'll think twice before you become harsh to someone. Know that God spoke to you today. Know that, say, you know what? Nah, man, you know what? That's old school. That didn't get me anywhere. That just made a bigger division, bigger gap. Man, come on, embrace them and love them. Learn to love them. They need to see Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen. They need to see Jesus in you. Saints, kindness begins with the mind and the heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? Look what it says up here in Zechariah. Thus has the Lord of hosts said, dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion each to his brother, even when they don't deserve it. That's the toughest test. Someone that you know that don't deserve kindness. Man, all they want to do is fight and argue. And I'll tell you what really separates people in our country, the political divide. You know what? You just pray for them. Can I get amen? Pray that they'll come into an understanding and learn to get along. So what? Okay, yeah. But God is only going to sift out what's right before him. Not what's right before our eyes, what's right before him. So that's why it's best to get on God's side. Can I get amen? Amen. Kindness is not left in the heart, but must be practiced, especially at home. It starts at home. You know what? If you're a loving, kind kind of person at home, it'll reflect anywhere you go. In other words, you're not like, I gotta be kind. And you're holding back anger. Hello, praise the Lord. But that's not what I really feel about you. No, come on. If you're kind at home, it'll reflect everywhere you go. Can I get an amen? Look what it says here. Look at this in 1 Peter. If you have tested the kindness of the Lord, have you tasted? How many can honestly say you've tasted the kindness of the Lord? Man, when he saved you and then he filled you with his spirit, oh my gosh, it's like, man, Lord, I don't deserve all that. That's why King David says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You can taste it. So saints, after experiencing God's grace and goodness, how many believe you need to make it part of your life? Amen. Amen. It's easy to overlook the Lord's kindness expressed to us each day. This week, saints, as I close, make an effort to see all the ways God demonstrates kindness to you, both large and small ways. Can we practice that? Can we make a difference? The world needs to see you in action. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, those are those far left people. Just show them love. You know why? Because all they want to see is you get right in their grill. And then that's what they want. Or just people that you know in general that just have that nasty, mean spirit. Show them love. And guess what? God will open up a supernatural door, and then you're going to start sharing Jesus. How many would rather win an enemy than lose an enemy? Huh? Come on. I'd rather win them. I'd rather win them. Listen, there's so many people that have done some dastardly deeds. They've wronged you and they've wronged others that you know. But guess what? You, us, me, we can make a big, huge impact in their life and have that heart turned toward God. Acts of love by praying for them, showing them what they should deserve. And a lot of them deserve, men, I'm telling you, to be beaten, to be flogged, to be incarcerated, right? And we know who those folks are. But you know what? You show them an act of love and mercy, I'm telling you, all that can change in a heartbeat. It could change overnight. So, my closing questions, are your interactions with your family kind? That's a tough one. Huh. I got 11 brothers and sisters, and I'm praying one day we will all be in one accord. There's only going to have to be an act of God in kindness, because we all have different positions and dispositions and different mindsets. How about your family, your friends, those on the job? How many can you honestly say they're so much different from you? Number two, why is the home often the most difficult place to practice kindness? Huh? Why? That's where it should be developed, in the home first. That's right. Because when you walk out of your home, guess what? There's nothing on your back. Because love and kindness is ruling your heart. And when love and kindness and gentleness and patience, the fruit of the Spirit, is overwhelming within you, you don't leave room for discord. There's no room for discontent. There's no room for being angered. There's no room for misery. There's always going to be avenues of hope and grace and mercy and love that God wants to demonstrate in you. Take every moment, take one day at a time, but every day practice to be kind. And you watch God do some miraculous thing in your life, especially those who are not walking with Christ right now. And thirdly, what would your home look like if everyone was kind to one another? Huh? Oh, come on. I'm not going to put no one on blast, but there's some homes right now. Jesus, you need to intervene, God. Oh, God, please intervene here. Show mercy and grace. Huh? Come on. Because just imagine if everyone was in one accord. You know how powerful your home would be? The anointing of God would rest in your home. The power of God would be in your home. The angels will be throughout your home. Hallelujah. People will come to your home and want to be saved. That's right. I shared this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But I remember this happened about 5 years ago. Me and Sister Yolanda, we were just having breakfast. The doorbell rang. And it was an attorney. His name, I remember his name. His name was David Levin. He was, I think he was Jewish. didn't know him from day one. We didn't know who he was. He introduced himself at the door. He said, God sent me here because I'm moving to Los Angeles and I need to be baptized by you. Oh, we opened the door. We let him in. We prayed with him. I go, how do you? He goes, I just know people that know you guys, and they were praying for me, and they gave me your address, and God put on my heart, I need to come here and get baptized. We baptized them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Listen, that would have never happened if me and Sister Yolanda wakes up every day. Wah, 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 wah. God said, I'm not sending that one to you. That house is out of order. It's in chaos. Huh? But when you're walking in the Spirit, you're loving God and you're loving one another, man, God will start doing miraculous things that you could ever comprehend. Because that's what God wants to do. He wants a man, he wants to show you more of his glory. But you got to do it his way. You got to learn to love one another. Not everyone may be at your spiritual level, but you know what you do? You help them come alongside. Come on, I want to help you further in your spiritual walk. Yeah, I know you don't get it sometimes. Neither did I. But let me be that person in your life to bring you further along so that you can see Christ for yourself. Can I get an amen? Amen. And let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for you are a loving God. You are a kind God. You are a merciful God. You are a God, hallelujah, that never ceases to fail any one of us. You are consistently gracious toward us, even when we don't even deserve your grace. You're there for us. And I'm praying as we get closer to Thanksgiving and then Christmas, man, we're just around the corner again. I pray that when Thanksgiving rolls around, that we can honestly be thankful people, thanking God for our families and thanking God for our salvation and thanking God for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that wherever we are invited to, someone always has a home. Hey, come to our home today, this Thanksgiving time. Lord, allow us to be a blessing. Allow us, Lord, to have our light shine bright before men and women. Lord, that we could be thankful, a thankful people. And Lord, that you would help us, Lord, through all of our trials and tribulations of life. And Lord, I'm praying right now, God, for Brother Angel's family that's getting together. They're all gathering. His Nana is gathering them, believe it or not. And she's going to give them a last message to all of them. And I'm praying, God, that you would raise up someone within that family to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, I pray for us. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to work mightily in our hearts and our lives. Thank you, Lord, for amazing grace. Thank you for our extended family, even our blood relatives, thank you for them. Help them, bless them, God. Let us be a blessing, God, wherever we go. And Lord, that you would be high and lifted up, that you would be glorified and magnified. And I'm praying right now for those who are listening. The word was given this morning that someone listening on the internet is going to receive this message by faith, and that you're doing a radical thing in their heart right now. And I'm praying right now that if you're listening to this message,
that God is speaking to you. God is drawing you through his loving kindness to a place of salvation with him. No matter what has been done to you, no matter what was said to you, no matter how you were treated in life, no matter how insignificant your life may seem, God is going to make himself real to you today. And he's going to flood your heart with his love, his joy, his peace, his kindness, his meekness. And you will know that God is real and that he loves you with an everlasting love. If that's you, just cry out to God right now. Just pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise and glory. Come on. Come on, he's been kind to you, right? Oh, come on, you can clap louder than that. Come on. Come on, give him praise and glory in the house. He's worthy. Come on, Jesus is worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.